Hello, Don.
Yes?
Good morning.
Morning.
Great to have you on the air, buddy.
Oh, appreciate you taking my phone call, I guess, really.
What? Oh, yeah.
Considering the last person you talked to, you're not a structural engineer, and my question is on structural.
Okay, well, I mean, I know a lot about it, but I can't give what I would consider to be bulletproof advice as to a solution.
Okay.
Because, you know, in other words, like people ask me all the time, well, what size beam do I need here? It's like, well, I know how to calculate the beam. I mean, I know the steps you have to go through, but I can't do it in my head because I don't know all those tables.
Okay. The problem is my son's having a house built.
Okay.
Now, and there's 2x4s on the roof trusses.
All right.
And stuff like that. And there's a pretty good size of area. It's a 2-story house.
Okay, so the trusses are made from 2x4s.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
And he wants to use X amount of area for storage up there.
Okay.
And actually, I guess they're going to have around like maybe 10, 12 inches of blown in insulation on top of the ceiling itself.
Okay,
you know.
Got it.
Now, is there a way that me or him or both of us can get together and put some sort of supports up there for a small flooring for storage?
The answer is possibly, but the sad thing is, so these trusses are already in place, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, what a shame. How many, have you ever heard of my website before, askthebuilder.com?
Yes.
If you would have gone there or your son would have gone there before the house is built, we wouldn't be having this phone call right now. Because I have a column on my website about what we call attic trusses.
Well, this is something that was brought up to him later. It was not an option.
Oh, no, it was. No, no, no. It was
start, you know.
Well, wait a minute. No, I'm going to beg to disagree. In other words, the builder may not have given him the option at the beginning because the builder didn't know.
Mm.
But your son, if you know, with all due respect, if he would have been on top of his game, he could have gone to the builder, you know, as they were negotiating the contract.
Yeah.
And he could have put down in front of him a printout of my column and said, hey, you know what? I think I'd like to get some of these attic trusses in part of my attic. I don't necessarily want them everywhere, but I'd like to create a room upstairs to blah, 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 to store stuff.
Okay.
What's the extra cost going to be? Because the only cost is the truss. In other
All
words,
right.
The labor to install it is the same.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And usually each attic truss, on average, only cost about $120 more. So it would have been a done deal. But so in other words, it was possible to put these things in from the get-go. But anyway, that's water over the dam.
Well,
now what you're going to do for you...
Sure or naive, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with most people is that they just trust and they don't do their homework before they jump into the deal. And I keep telling people, before you make a big purchase like that, you really, really have to do your research about everything. So, but anyway, and I've got that. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. The bottom line is, same thing. You need to call a structural engineer. It is possible to modify trusses. In other words, there are things that you can do to modify the truss to be able to cut out some of the webbing, you know? And to do what you want to do, it is possible.
Well, I'm not going to cut out the webbing part.
No, you can if you want, but I'm just trying to tell you, you have to get that modification plan from a structural engineer who knows exactly how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Because why would you not want to cut out the webbing? My goodness, who wants to be crawling around all that stuff?
Well, the area is fairly well open. In a ways, okay?
I know, but it still has the W, you know, it still has that diagonal bracing coming down.
Yeah, it does.
I know. So I'm just saying, go talk to a structural engineer, and actually, if you call up the actual truss fabricator, you know, almost all the truss fabricators have on staff a structural engineer who does all that stuff. I mean, they have them right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have a standing plan that says if you want to modify this truss and you want to modify it this way, this is what you have to do.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I would start at the truss fabricator, and if they're not very helpful, then you've got to go to a regular residential structural engineer, somebody like Bob Becker here in town, Steve Schaefer. There's quite a few of them. But if you open up the Yellow Pages and you start calling them, you better make sure that they can prove to you that they are a residential structural engineer. Because many of these guys, you know, just work on skyscrapers and bridges and things like that.
Oh, okay.
And that's not, I mean, I'm not saying that they can't do it, but that's not their specialty, you know, residential stuff. So get somebody who works with wood trusses all the time.
Okay. Could I find the number for this truss fabricators?
I guess you can. I mean, you'd have to find it from the builder who supplied the trusses.
Oh, okay.
You know, you'd have to find out who supplied them.
All right.
All right, Don, anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay,
thank
buddy.
You very much.
All right, good luck with it. Now, be very careful. If you do decide to do this, you have to follow the instructions that the structural engineer says to the letter. Don't even try to say, well, you know what, we don't need that size bolt, or we don't need to do that. We'll just do it this way. If you do that, that roof will collapse.
Okay.
I mean, you have to do exactly what they tell you.
No problem there.
All right, pal.
Thank you.
Good luck, buddy.
Bye.
All right, Don.